2:15 p.m. and it's Wednesday, the 28th of November. I'm calling you from Low Camp on the Branscombe Glacier. But now we're all packed up. The tents are down. Our packs are loaded. Our sleds will stay here, of course. And we're getting on the rope to begin ascending to High Camp, which is at 12,400 feet, 3,700 meters. A team of our good friends from Austria, Switzerland, and Germany have set out ahead of us. Some other teams are heading up today. Rob, Namge, and Lakpa, the ranger team, called us from High Camp. Took them a long time to get up there yesterday, but they made it, rested well, and they're reporting they're above the clouds. We actually have a pretty thick ceiling of clouds over us right now. They're actually above the clouds in calm, pretty good weather up there, so we hope to find the same when we reach there. It'll be many hours from now. It'll be a long climb today. If you think you can't get hot in Antarctica, you're wrong. Vaughn was just talking to me about how he's going to take a layer off just before he starts. Because even though the snow is extremely dry from the low temperatures, when you get the sun on you and there's no wind, you can definitely heat up at these lower elevations still. We'll take it slow today. It'll take us a while to get settled in High Camp. And that'll probably be our home for at least 3 nights after this. So we'll keep you posted. Mount Vincent's still treating us well, and we're having a great time together as a team. By the way, if you're wondering what we had for breakfast this morning, Winslow made great cheese toast, grilled cheese toast for everyone. But Todd and I had to use a snow saw to cut the frozen bread with. They send fresh bread out from Union Glacier. It keeps nicely because it's frozen. We tried to cut it with a knife, but we finally decided to saw it.